Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Coxie, I have a problem.
Oh, that's not good. I'm sorry to hear that. How can I help?
This is like counselling with Coxie. Coxie's counselling.
Wouldn't be the first session for the day.
G'day, listeners. Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast. Mm. Paying particular attention to my enunciation this morning. My problem, Coxie, is that I can only wear one brand of underpants.
I share this problem with you, and as does my husband and both of my boys. That's interesting. Actually, so does my daughter.
So just to clarify, we don't all wear the same underpants.
Like, no, we do not.
That would be a bit weird. You can't
well, depends
turn them
which ones we chose, the men's
times.
Ones or the women's ones. That would be
I don't think I'll talk about my previous shenanigans in that way. Too late. Maybe already not. Did. I have actually popped on a pair of not men's undies once.
By mistake?
The mistake was that I'd been drinking.
It seems to be a common theme in many of these misadventures, doesn't it?
I'm a very sensible guy, except when I consume ridiculous amounts of alcohol.
A privilege I've not been able to witness yet.
No.
One day.
I just do silly things.
I think it goes with the territory.
Silly but safe. Anyway, underpants. Yeah, I can only wear one brand. This actually came up in our conversation earlier. I don't know how on earth we got – well, I kind of do know how we got to talking about underpants. But I'm actually curious to know what everyone out there does about this issue, because I see lots of advertising on social media and there's all these different – and I don't know what it is about my demographic, but I get served up a lot of ads for underpants on social media.
Do you? Yeah. I can't say I've ever seen an ad for underpants on social media, ever.
I get – they're all like, you know, boxer shorts, sporty kind of things, you know, about activities and support and sweat control and all that sort of stuff.
So do you think it's because the other stuff you search is all sporting related, i.e. mountain biking
definitely.
And CrossFit?
It's
so they go hand in hand. Yeah,
it's okay. Definitely because of that.
That's definitely why I don't get any.
But I also see the tradie brand advertising a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it's obviously a particular problem for guys, having everything in its right place at the right times and managing, you know, condensation levels and all that sort of stuff.
This is very delicate.
But I see all these ads and I think, yeah, you know what? I like what it sounds like. I mean, some of these boxer shorts in particular, some of the companies make some pretty bold claims about what they can do for me and my undercarriage. But I just don't trust them and I'm not changing my brand. I'm very happy with my brand and I'm not feeling like I want to take the risk, Coxie.
So what would convince you to try a different brand? Would it be a swell of public opinion, i.e.
Oh, that was a rotten play on
No,
words.
It was good, wasn't it? What if there was a huge amount of public opinion telling you that this particular brand is the best? It's the Duck's Nuts. Give that a go.
Oh, there's another one. That's
I know.
Two.
This is fine form for this morning. I'm impressed with myself.
We might have to go for the hat trick here, Coxie. you know what? I think I would need to receive a pair for a test drive.
It's a Christmas gift. Your stocking will contain some underwear.
Some underwear from a different brand than what I currently wear.
Yes.
I'd have to try them. It's one of those things. Try before you fly.
You purchase lots of pairs.
I don't want to risk getting any knots in anything. Don't want any kinks in the plumbing, Coxie. It's just, and it's just such a, it's such a big thing. And I guess, you know, why I thought this might actually be remotely interesting to our listeners, other than just for ridiculous entertainment value, is it's one of those little things that can make a big difference. And I'm sure everyone can smell a segue coming here, a Chucky
here
Norris.
It comes.
Here it comes. Here's the great grey shark. But it is. It's such a seemingly small thing. They're hidden from view. And a bad pair of undies can just ruin your day like nothing else.
Without even a second thought, your day has gone to custard without you even realizing, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, because generally you'll be out and about somewhere and you don't have time to shit.
What are you, is that the third one?
There's a few in there, but
yeah. it's a kind of a funny parallel. It's just one of those little things. It's unseen. It's something we don't talk about as business owners. We don't talk about our underwear and how
probably
it can affect
a good
our
thing.
Mood. I see a number of people wrestling with perhaps poorly chosen jocks and doing it in a public place. It's like, dude, that's not okay. You should
that
really
nasty.
Stop being such a tight ass and go splash out on some good undergear.
Well, you should. I'm trying to fall into your segue, but I'm kind of stuck on the underwear conversation now.
You can't leave it alone, Coxie.
I can't leave it alone. It's a big topic.
Would you like me to save you? I'll come
please.
And bail you out.
Yep.
Underpants, handkerchiefs, what else? Socks. Socks is another big one. I've tried all sorts of brands of socks. I know we're on clothing here at the moment. And I've worn sock brands that make some big claims and seem to have a big following. And I tried them out. And I won't name the brand because I don't want to diss on any brands without them paying ransom money. but I was really disappointed with some quite expensive socks that have a big following and claim to be for the working man. And and I wore them and I was like, these are rubbish.
They're thin and you wear holes into them in 2 seconds flat.
Yeah, so I do have a favourite brand of socks. They're pricey, but gee, they're good. And
well, quality's worth paying for, Warwick.
Yeah. Can you hear it, listeners? Can you hear it coming? Hang on. Woo-hoo! Here comes the Segway train.
We need some sound effects.
Yeah, it's like our businesses skimping on things like, you know, phones and data plans. Mobile phone providers, get the cheapest deal, save a few bucks. What else we got? Tires on your vehicles. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
They're just – there's so many things, I guess, that are hidden from view that we – perhaps – a lot of us have learned the hard way, and I'd be keen to know what you have found with this, listeners. It's like, it's only a set of tyres on the van. I mean, we're not driving it on the racetrack. I'll get the Xing Qing ones made in China, whatever the brands are these days. You know, they're cheap. They're going to wear out anyway. And because I'm a car nut, I see some of the side effects of doing that, you know, skimping on tyres and stuff. And sometimes it's a bit of false economy because, well, you know, does it increase your fuel consumption in your van, which is travelling a bazillion kilometres a year, by using crappy tyres? And some of you might say, nah, it hasn't made a lick of difference, and that's cool. There might be other things in your business that it's just not worth cutting corners on.
Do you know there's one area I rarely see tradies cut corners on, and that's their tools.
Yeah.
You don't see too many tradies cutting corners on shitty tools.
Actually, no, that is a good point. I haven't yet seen someone pull out the
Zito
yellow. Well, it's probably a pretty good sign if you've got a tradie that's whipped out the Zito gear.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
out of the back of the SsangYong Ute, that you might want to just keep an eye on the quality of the work.
Yes, let's hope he's not as sparky or a plumber in particular.
He's popping off to Crazy John's or whatever it is, Silly Solly's, to get his PowerPoints.
Oh my God, Silly Solly's! I haven't heard that for years.
The dollar stores down here in Tassie are called Ship Loads. That's ship with
clever.
A P. It's a bit of a play on words.
Yeah, I like ship it.
Loads of bargains. But yeah, skimping on stuff, I reckon it's not worth it. You know, whether it's your computer gear, your job management software, your undies, there's just things that can really ruin your day and make your life miserable, all for the sake of 10 or 20 bucks. So I thought it was a cool little parallel for a Wednesday morning that will stick this episode into your ears. And as always, I want to know where you're skimping, or have you skimped in the past and learnt your lesson the hard way, as I bounced up and down on my chair because I'm really excited in my very comfy undies.
What have you skimped on that you learnt the hard way?
Oh my gosh. Power tool. Should I say it? Yeah. I have this thing where I tend to spend money on other people, but I try not to spend money on myself.
I think that's a pretty typical most adult thing. And not all adults, but most do.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us are very self-sacrificing, particularly parents. I think we get into that, and a lot of us probably pick that up from our own parents. You know, I came from a family that didn't have a lot of money. We were a single income tradie household. Dad never made much more than a wage. You know, op shop clothes, all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Not sort of lamenting that in a woe is me kind of way, but that was just the blueprint that I grew up with. So I have that instilled. Despite the fact that I don't need to be an epic tight ass, I still am, Coxie. I can't help it.
I had a very similar upbringing to you, which we talk about frequently. There wasn't a lot of money. I can remember times where Dad was crying of a night because the work was so tight. There wasn't enough work. There wasn't enough money. Oh, it was stressed. Early 90s, wasn't it? It was incredibly stressful for them. They were going to lose everything. Yep. I can remember wearing my school uniform on the weekend because we'd run out of clothes. Mum was working. We didn't own enough clothes. That was the only thing that was clean. I had to wear it. So embarrassing. But it's had the opposite effect on me. I have spent the last 10 years in particular, as the kids have been teens, trying to ensure that I can facilitate the things I think they want. For me, the most classic example of that was the Country Road tote bag that every kid had, except for me. I went to a private high school, so by high school things were a little bit freer. I went to a private school and all the girls had the Country Road tote, but we couldn't afford one, so I didn't get one. Yep. So when they came round and they were cool again 5 years ago, I'm trying to buy my girls Country Road totes. They didn't want a bar of them.
Because they're not cool.
Cool. Mum, come on, get on with it. But I guess my point is it's had the opposite impact for me. I'm happy to scrimp and save on myself. Happy to scrimp and save on the builder. Sorry, builder. But the kids, no, they want for nothing. And they haven't been spoilt per se, but they have great Christmases. They have great birthdays. They have to strive. So there's a balance here for me in that I try to hold it back for those special occasions. So they have to strive for it. They have to want it to get it. I'm not into spoiling them as such, but totally opposite impact on me than it has been for you.
Yeah. I'm the same with my daughter, and more so because of the circumstances where I don't see her as much as I would like, of course. And it's not that I shower her with gifts as a way to replace my parentage. But I do just want her to have decent things. So a little bit the same, you know, decent shoes and clothes without holes in them and that sort of stuff. I mean, my poor brother, he was younger than me. He got all my hand-me-down stuff when we were growing up. And so you look at family photos and it's like, oh, there's me as a 12-year-old in a particular T-shirt. And then a year later in the photo, it's like, oh, look, there's the same T-shirt on my brother. So, but Skimping on stuff. Look, I probably don't go for the cheapest, but what I tend to do is it's like, the best one, the best thing for the job, you know, that's going to cost me $500, whatever it is. But there's this one that's pretty good that'll do most of what I think I want it to. It's decent quality. It's $350, $400. It's not the cheapest. It's not garbage. It's not the ideal one. But, oh, you know, it's $100 less. I'll just go for that one. And then 3 months later, it's the usual thing of, damn it, I just should have got the good one because, I mean, my cordless drill, it's just a little handyman cordless drill to have around the house for doing odds and sods. I've got my big hammer drill, my good Makita gear that I'm a Makita man from way back. But that was just because my dad was. But I've got a consumer cordless screwdriver drill thing. And I have actually made smoke come out of that thing because I've been using it inappropriately out in the paddock, you know, trying to drill massive holes through hardwood timber posts and stuff that I shouldn't be. It's like I should have just got the good one instead of saving the $150. I'm going to blow this thing up and have to buy a new one anyway. And, you know, there was an interesting debate in our group, I think, recently about, you know, computers. And it's just interesting to see how persistent that, I'll just save a bit of money here and get the okay one instead of, we all say it, buy it once, you know, as tradies, we all talk about it. And I think we attract bad juju to ourselves as businesses when we don't follow our own philosophy where it's like bloody consumers, you know, always looking to pinch a penny. And we do the same as business people. It's like, I'll get the crappy cheap paper from Officeworks for the paper.
Yes.
And then bloody paper curling up and jamming up the printer all the time. It's like, just buy the good stuff.
Yeah.
Just buy the reflex.
I don't know. You'd have to sit down and figure it out. But honestly, it's going to cost you more in the long run to get the cheap stuff, whether it be because a customer doesn't like the feel of your paper that the quote's printed on.
Yeah.
And so they go somewhere else. Or whether it be because you burn out the drill in the paddock doing things you shouldn't be doing with it, one way or another, it will cost you more than just investing in your business in the first place.
Yeah. So there you go. With a conversation about undies has turned into another lesson about your business. And that's what we do here at Tradies in Business, Coxie. We turn everything into a teaching point.
We do. I even do it with my children now. Mom, it's not work time.
Yeah. Stop teaching me. Stop coaching me.
It gets into every fiber of your being.
I find myself coaching my 9-year-old daughter on stuff now as well. It's like,
poor kid. Probably the best way to parent, though.
Yeah,
really, when you think about it.
I think it is. And you know what? Just a quickly pass back over that whole doing things for our kids. For me, I'm really, really impressed with my daughter's gratitude for good things. And, you know, it's a pretty wild setup with her life and what she's gone through in the last 5 years. And, like, my wife and I bought her, so her stepmom and I bought her a nice jumper recently. And, you know, it was $50 or something from an adventure shop down here. And it's like dad's and stepmom's, so that she thinks that's kind of cool. But she literally will not take that thing off. It's 20 degrees outside and she's got this fuzzy, massive, you know, mountaineering jumper on. But she wrote us this beautiful letter to thank us for buying her some nice things. And
that's lovely.
I was really, really impressed to see that. And I think that's the difference between just as parents especially or, you know, even if you think about being a business owner and doing this for your staff, it's no good just giving people good stuff and giving them bonuses and all that if you haven't also created that culture of reverence and respect and gratitude. The two need to go together. And I think for us as individuals, Coxie, I really appreciate my comfy undies. And rather than just buy good stuff because it's filling an emotional hole, I think if we're buying good stuff because we recognize the value in it, the importance of it, the utility of it, the way it improves our life, and actually be grateful for our underpants, I think that really changes our relationship with the money that goes into those things and then what we get out of it. And it's the same for the people around us. And I think that's a fantastic way to set a great example for your staff and your kids when you do spend money on the proper drill so that you don't destroy the cheap one.
So there you have it, listeners. Invest in your underwear. Don't be a tight ass.
Ah, oh, boom. Finishing with the play on words and stuff, Coxie. I love it. Tell us what you think, listeners. Do you buy cheap undies? Are you an actual tight ass?
I don't think anybody would dare to say they do after this episode.
Come on, I dare you. I dare you to.
Does anybody buy the – what's the Kmart brand?
Oh, is it on – I don't know. I don't shop at
Kmart. The Kmart brand. They used to have the days of the weeks on them. And do you know how irritable it would make me if I see people with the wrong days on?
Yes. I want to give them a wedgie.
Oh, it's like, mate, can you not read?
Or, seriously. Or I'm looking, you know, it's Thursday and I'm looking at some dude wearing Tuesday undies. I'm like, have you been recycling those, big fella?
Feral. Wear the right undies on the right day.
Yeah, there you go. There's Coxie's tip for a successful life. Wear the correct undies on the correct day.
Please. Or just don't buy undies with the days on them. Even better.
Absolutely. Let us know what you think, listeners, and we'll talk to you next episode.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.